So we're in Ohio today and tomorrow, joining you from WKSU studios here at Kent State University. And we arrived just as a significant part of the state's legacy came to a close. When the last Chevy Cruze rolled off the line in Lordstown, Ohio last week, it was draped in an American flag. For many Lordstown residents, life really centered around the plant, and the closure of that plant could take a major hit on the local economy. Here to tell us more about the impact of the plant closure and what impact that'll have on the local economy in Northeast Ohio is Sarah Taylor. She's an editor at WKSU out of Kent State. Sarah, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks so much for having me, Tanzana.
I got to tell you, the Chevy Cruze, as a long-term non-driver, it was one of the cars that I drove on assignment once as a journalist. I'm heartbroken.
I think that a lot of people are in our area.
Wow. So tell us why the Cruze. Why did GM decide to stop making the Cruze here in Lordstown?
Well, sales of the Cruze have been declining steadily, and the loss of those sales obviously impacts GM's bottom line. So they had been decreasing the number of workers at that plant since January of 2017. They cut the third shift then. Last summer, they cut the second shift, and that was about 1,500 workers each time. And then just recently, then they cut the last shift.
What does this tell us about the auto industry here? I mean, I know that's always the big question, but is this a sign of innovation? Is it a sign that people aren't interested in sedans? What does it tell us?
I think that is the sign that sedans kind of are going by the wayside, as people prefer the crossovers and the vehicles with a little bigger room. And because gas prices have been kind of on the decline, they've been able to afford driving those cars. And plus, those cars have gotten more efficient, I think. So they're a lot more attractive. And so people are not buying as many Cruzes and other small sedans as they used to.
Well, we know that the President Trump, has said that he would create incentives to keep factories operating here in the United States. What happened here? What happened with this plant, if that was the president's promise?
I think a lot of people are wondering that. And the union leadership, you know, they really worked hard over the years to accommodate GM and do the best that they could to make sure that plant was very productive, producing a quality product. And they did make accommodations, concessions to try and make sure that the plant was still profitable. Unfortunately, GM decided that this is not the future and they needed to cut the plant. And, you know, our legislative leadership has been very disappointed in GM. Our senator has called it corporate greed. And I think that people are disappointed with the president. And I don't know how that will play out for him in the next election in that area. You know, it's heavily Democratic, but he did very well there and won Trumbull County.
There's a lot of talk often when we hear about the auto industry and we hear about, you know, the future and this idea that we're going to take workers who were on the factory floor and we're going to retrain them into sort of engineering maestros, you know, who can handle these cars and the new innovations that the auto industry wants to create. Why isn't that happening? Why didn't that happen here?
I don't know that it's not happening. Last year, the legislative delegation from our area did get retraining dollars for some of those workers, and so who were laid off with the second shift last summer and the first shift in 2017, the third shift that was laid off. So I think there are efforts to do that, to provide that type of retraining, and there is a lot of innovation going on in the Mahoning Valley to try to, you know, broaden and diversify the employment base there. But it's still heavily dependent on this big manufacturer that employed so many people.
You have been speaking to residents and folks who are impacted by this, and you spoke to a teacher named Alyssa Brookbank. Let's take a listen to what she had to say.
It goes to all of the suppliers. It goes to all of the service providers for GM. And this is everyone.
What's Alyssa talking about there?
Well, besides the GM plant, there are companies that made the bumpers for the Cruze. There are companies that made the seats for the Cruze. And all of those companies are laying off workers as well. There was a company that handled the warehousing and logistics for the parts that the plant needed. So there is a broader, much broader impact. And a study by Cleveland State found the total loss of jobs to be more than 7,000.
Give us a sense of where these workers go next. I mean, is there a future for these workers?
Well, probably not in Lordstown if they want to stay with GM. I know, you know, my husband was talking to one of our neighbors who actually worked at the plant in Lordstown. He's driving to Indiana during the week to work at a GM plant there. So they don't want to move. So he's going there to work during the week and coming home on the weekend. So you'll have that, but you'll have probably a lot of people who will have to move.
Does this give us a sense, Sarah, of the appetite for American-made cars? Is it that important anymore? I mean, I know I have a friend who, you know, is a Detroiter and whose family, you know, worked for Ford and is just a Ford buyer. Does that still exist?
I think there is still a loyalty, and for sure in the Mahoning Valley, I think there's a loyalty because that plant was there since 1966, and people had a lot of pride in the product that it produced coming from the Mahoning Valley. So I don't know if that loyalty will be diminished so quickly, but, you know, our senator, Sherrod Brown, has proposed legislation to incentivize buying American, and who knows if that will ultimately pass or if that will have meaning, but I think there still is a desire for that. I don't know if practically it's being carried out by people buying cars. Sometimes you go where the deal is, right?
That's right. And sometimes you get the car that they give you in the rental.
Yeah.
In my case, it was a Chevy Cruze. I've been speaking with Sarah Taylor, an editor here at WKSU out of Caden State University. Sarah, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's your turn. Is buying an American-made car important to you? Have your views shifted as fewer cars are being made by the big three in the U.S.?
My name is Dino, and I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I still believe in American quality, and I prefer American cars, although I understand that foreign car makers are making more of their automobiles stateside, and they also are making quality vehicles. I still support and prefer American vehicles, GM, Ford, Chevy, Chrysler, Dodge.
I have never purchased a foreign car, and I'm 60 years old. I've always driven Fords, save for a used Chevy that my brother and I bought together when we were in high school. As for my views shifting, I really don't bother with where it's made. I'm more concerned with price and quantity. I know that some people joke that Ford stands for fix or replace daily, but that's never been my experience. I'm from Bernardsville, New Jersey.
David from Bend, Oregon. My grandfather owned a Ford dealership. My other grandfather raced Chevrolets. I worked in the auto industry for 10 years. I've never owned anything other than Japanese cars for a reason. They're built better, they're more reliable, and they're easier and cheaper to maintain. Beyond all that, no vehicle is actually made on any one continent. The parts are always sourced globally. So there is no such thing as an American-made car.
Keep the conversation going. We're at The Takeaway on Twitter, and I'm at Tanzina Vega.